Hello everyone, my name is Peter Flensberg. I'm head of product management for transportation management, and I have with me Matthias. Hi Matthias.
Hi Peter, so I'm Matthias, I'm the chief product owner for transportation management.
And we have great news to share. Today is the day where we bring to market our next release of transportation management based on S/4HANA 1909. And this is of course the end of almost a year of intense development. So we are excited to share many new features that we have now. Before I ask Matthias to give us the details, I would like to point out that this is also the release that comprises most of the functionalities we had in the previous releases of 9.4, 9.6 on the NetDB stack. And from now on, we will only focus on the S/4HANA stack with our future releases of TN. And that, of course, also needs to be supported by strong migration tools, because we expect many of our customers to move to the S/4 platform. And therefore, we've invested heavily into migration tools to smoothen the migration from any version of TM on the AnyDB stack to the S/4 stack. Apart from this, of course, there's many functional topics that we have developed. And I would like to hand over to Matthias to give us some intro into the main features of the new release.
Thanks, Peter. So let me give you a bit of an information about the details of 1909. So we have improved our mixed pallet building. So with that new functionality, you will be able to consolidate products of different customers onto one pallet, which on the from business perspective will help to best utilize the truck, the number of pallets best utilized, and this will lead to less transportation costs because of the optimized truck, and also to mention the CO2 emission is of course then also reduced by when you don't use so many trucks as in the past. The next topic is the package unit. So this is the essential document to achieve what I mentioned before in regards to the mixed pallet building, because the package unit itself is the new object which holds the different packages of the different customers. We already introduced the package unit in 1809 in a similar way as a container unit or a trailer unit, so for linear stages. And with 1909, we have enhanced the functionality to extend that you can now split, for example, also different freight unit items to different packages, so which we call then the mixed packed pallet at the end. And furthermore, we are also able now to have exclusive pallets for customers. So with that, we can on the one hand side have a normal package unit built with the load of different customers onto one package unit to, like said, best optimize the pallet load and the truck load. And on the other hand side, we can also say it's an exclusive pallet for a customer, which only holds goods of that customer. The third highlight I would like to mention is a topic which our customers normally implemented in the project, which we now have put into standard, which is very important in the truck business. So we can now measure with loading space, like the number of pallets, loading meter. And this is, like I said, a new functionality, and we also are able to convert the different packages which we have on a freight order into a quantity, be it a pallet quantity or be it a meter quantity. So to basically to say I have now is a truck with 33 pallets, and everything what we have below we convert into that quantity, and have with that the possibility of the truck utilization to also visualize to the customer how the truck is currently utilized.
Okay.
Last but not least, we have enhanced our integration with our cloud logistics business network solution in four aspects. The one is tour tracking with ETA update. So you will be able to receive, to track your tour, which is the freight order at the end, and to receive actual information where the tour is at a point in time, to update the estimated time of arrival. The second topic is dispute management functionality. So you are able now on the LBN to handle your disputes and to only receive, let's say, cleared invoices from the carrier. The third topic is the self-billing. So we do integrate our self-billing capabilities with LBN for those carriers connected to LBN. And the fourth one, which is brand new, is the integration with the doc appointment scheduling on the LBN side. So on LBN, you will be able, based on the information shared from the TM system, to have a doc appointment scheduling for your pickup. Mm-hmm. So this is basically, in a nutshell, the four highlights I would like to mention for the 1909 release. And with that, I'm handing back to Peter.
Thank you. Thank you, Matthias. So this is really a very important release for us. As you've heard, we have improved our optimization capabilities for packages and load building. We have now a deep integration into the networks. So we believe 1909 is really a key release that will get a lot of adoption with our customers. So you could ask, what is next? Of course, we're not done yet. We have many things that we would like to tackle in the future. And I will name one thing that is very important to us, and that is to deepen the integration between the warehouse management and the transportation management. If I had to name one thing that we will focus on moving forward, it will be exactly this topic. So for the next iteration, we will focus all our capabilities on making a really cool solution in embedded S4 that comprises warehouse and transportation management. Thank you very much for your attention, and bye-bye.